We're starting a new sugya this week, and Simon Reshid Aleph, which is something that comes up all the time, and we have to understand exactly where the din comes from. There's a bunch of machlokas rishonim that get machnis over here into the Shulchan Aruch. Without a little hakdama, we're going to get lost in the sugya, so let's try and go carefully and clearly through the sugya in order to understand the machloksim in terms of kedima and brachos. What bracha, when you have a bunch of fruits or foods on your in front of you, which brachos do you go ahead and make first? Din kedima brachos aperes simin reish yud aleph, page 245. So the Mishnah on Mem Amud Beis tells us hayu lefanav minim harba. If you have a lot of different minim in front of you, different types of foods, Rabbi Yehuda omer yesh minim min shiva alav umavarech. If you have in front of you shiva saminim, if one of the fruits are in front of you is shiva saminim, that is what you're going to go ahead and make the brach on. Okay? Chachamim say, you make the brach on whichever food that you would prefer. Okay, we'll soon see in one moment that this means that the thing that you like better. Okay? According to Rabbi Yehuda, you pass if you have borei pere eitz, two things that are borei pere eitz, one's been shiva, and one's, let's say, an orange that you prefer more than the date, more than the olive. So says the Rabbi Yehuda says you make the bracha on the date or olive because it's been shiva. According to the Chachamim, you're going to go ahead and make the bracha on the orange because you prefer an orange more than the min shiva. As the post can bring down to understand the lachos, because we'll understand the halacha better if we understand this. Not just to confuse it, but to understand what's really the nekudas machlokes is that Rabbi Yehuda holds that when you have min shiva, that is a chashivas in the fruit itself. This fruit that was nishtabcha by Eretz Yisrael, is that fruit now is a min chashiv. As opposed to the chachamim hold, you make the bracha on the chaviv, is because the thing that you like better, you're going to make a better bracha. It's a chashivas in the bracha itself. Okay, so that's really the machlokas, what's going on behind, between Rabbi Yehuda and the chachamim. Comes Ula, mem aleph amud aleph, four lines down, he says, Amar Ula, machlokas kishe berchaseyam shavos. The whole machlokas is only when you have two borei pere eitzes, okay, and both fruits are borei pere eitz. That's where this machlokas is, min shiva adif or min chaviv adif. The Rabbi Yehuda suffer min shiva adif, the Rabbanan suffer min chaviv adif. Aval b'she'ein berchosein shavos. But once you have one's a borei pere eitz and one's a borei pere adama, you have a piece of melon, okay, you have a piece of melon, and you also have a grape, fig, a date, olive, whatever it is, min shiva. Everyone agrees you're going to go ahead and make the bracha on you're going to make a bracha on one of them and go back and make the bracha on the other one. A little bit ambiguous, not clear what Ula's maskana was. Which one are you going to make the bracha on? We'll see. Since there's three major machlokas based on this mission in the Gemara. Once again, we have a machlokas when we have birchosei and shavos. We have two bracha eitzes, min shavu adif or min chaviv adif. So the first machlokas is, who do we paskin like? Do we pass like Rabbi Yehuda or like the Rabbanan? So Rov Rishonim, against the normal rules, paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, because there's a Gemara later on that is mashma, that's going within Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore they paskin that if you have a date, fig aleph, and the other side you have an orange that you like very much, you're going to make a bracha on the min shiva, and we'll soon see that's going to be the Stam Deya in the Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam, though, the Rif, seem to paskin differently. They paskin that you go after min. I'm sorry, not the Rif. The Rambam, the Ritva, they paskin that you go after min hachaviv like the regular klami machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda chachamim, we paskin like the majority opinion, like the chachamim. So that's the first machlokas. How do we paskin over here? By when you have the same min, you have two borei pere eitzes, we paskin min shiva adif or min chaviv adif. The second machlokas is v'she'ein berchosei and shavos. And remember, basically, let's just find focus in right now that we're only talking about borei pere eitz, borei pere adama. When we throw in all the other brachos, shehakol, mizonos, hagefen, we'll see later on in the simon what we're going to do then. But when you have borei pere eitz, borei pere adama, what are you going to do over here? That was the statement of Ula. K'she'ein berchosei and shavos, mevarech al zeh, v'chozer u'mevarech al zeh. So there are three opinions that's going to make it over here in Shulchan Aruch to understand. Like this, the Rambam holds l'shitaso. We already, even by Berchosei and Shavos, even when you have the same min, he says you always go after Chaviv, you're always going to make the bracha on the thing that you like better. So for sure over here, the Rambam is going to paskin that you're going to make whichever min shiyotza, whichever one you're going to want better. Fine, we have the Shita of Tosos over here, who normally, he paskin like Rabbi Yehuda before, but over here he says, Over here he says, when you have Ein Bechosei and Shavos, he says over here when it says Choser Mvarach Al Zeh, it was saying that Rabbi Yehuda over here, when you have two different brachos, agrees with the Chaim that when you have two separate brachos, a Dhamma, an Eitz, you make whichever one you like better. Okay? Not like we have in our mind, that always Eitz comes before a Dhamma. Ask it over here, Shid Distosis, Rabbeinu Yonah, and many other Rishonim, they hold that whichever one you like better, if you like the watermelon more than the grape fig date, you are going to make the bracha on the watermelon when you're making two bracha, because over here, you're going to be making the bracha on the fig or the date anyways. Because you have to make the bracha on the eighth, because the Adam is not going to cover the eighth. So over here, once you're making the bracha anyways on the eighth, you're not going to be patering it with the non-min shiva. Over here, they say to make the bracha whichever you like better, and then you go ahead and make the second bracha. Okay, and the third shita is the shita of the Bahag. Okay, and that's what we have in our mind. We learned in kindergarten that eights always goes before a Dhamma. Okay, eights always goes before a Dhamma. It doesn't matter which one you like better, min shiva. It doesn't matter. Always eights comes before a Dhamma. It doesn't matter if it's min shiva. It doesn't matter if it's not min shiva. You have an orange and a piece of melon. You're always going to make the bracha on the orange, even if you like the melon better. These are the three shitas over here. We'll see the shitas Bahag. Only get to it tomorrow. But let's see over here all these things. Sorry, one more thing. One more machlokas. He said there's three machlokas. First machlokas was Berkosei and Shavos. When you have two eitzes, min shiva adif or min chaviv adif. Okay, Rambam, min chaviv adif versus Rav Rishonim who said min shiva adif. We have machlokas Berkosei and Ein and Shavos. When you have two sever brachas, you have a dhamma and an eitz. Do you go after? Do you go after min hachaviv? Okay, do you go after min hachaviv? Or do you go after, say, Borei Pri Eitz comes before Borei Pri Adam? And the third machlokas is what is considered chaviv? How do you define what is considered chaviv? Is it the thing that you like right now? Or is it what you generally like? Is it what you normally like? That's also a machlokas in the Rishonim. The Shita, the Rush, and many Rishonim hold, it's what you normally like, the fruit that you normally like, if you normally like watermelon, the most out of all fruits. Okay, so that is going to be your normal thing that you normally like, that's what's going to be the getter of chaviv. As opposed to, once again, the Rambam, he holds it's what you like right now. You're about to make the bracha right now. Whatever you like right now, it doesn't matter what you normally like. Whatever you like right now, that's the getter of chaviv. We'll see this all in the Shulchan. Let's see over here slowly through the Mechaber in Siman Sif Aleph. Hayu lefanav minim paros harbi. If you have many different fruit in front of you, im birchosei hen shavos, if they're all borei prey eights, v'yesh minam mimin shiva. And amongst these things, there's min shiva. There's an olive, grape, fig, date, v'chule v'chule. Makdim min shiva. You're going to first make the bracha on the min shiva. Afal pisha inu chaviv kamo min achar. Even though you do not like it as much as you like the orange or the apple, nevertheless, you're going to make the bracha on that. Okay, who is this like? This is like Rav Rishonim we said before, that Paskin min shiva comes before min chaviv. V'im ein b'neiam min shiva. If you don't have a min shiva, so matim hachaviv. If you don't have min shiva, now that you have an apple and an orange, then you make the bracha on the one you prefer better. That would be understood. Now, that's by Berchosei and Shavos. Let's go right. V'im ein Berchosei and Shavos. If now you have a Borei Pri Eitz and a Borei Pri Adam with two different minim, so remember, we had the different shittas with Yov. Do you go after whichever one you want? Do you go after the chaviv? Or do you automatically prefer the baits? V'im ein b'chosei en shavos, afilu yesh behem min shiva. Even if you have min shiva there, you go snow the zayis, you have a radish, which is a dhamma, and you have a zayis, which is a min shiva of borei prei eitz. Eza mehem shiyirtza yaktim, v'afilu eino chaviv. He passes like the shita of the Rambam that holds, by b'chosei en einan shavos, you could do whatever you want, or once you're making two different brachas, you could choose whatever you want. It doesn't really matter which one is chaviv. It doesn't matter min shiva. Whatever you want to do, you could go ahead and do. Okay, so that is within. That's that opinion in Berchosei and Shabbos. The Yei Shomrim. As a second opinion, Shegam Bezet Tzarech La'achdim Chaviv. Said Tosos Rabbeinu Yonah. Other Rishonim hold that when you have two different brachas, over here you have to do the thing that you like better. Okay, over here you take the thing that you like better. The Nikra Chaviv. Now, what is the definition of Chaviv? Hamin Shabragali Yos Chaviv Love. The min that you normally like better. Shita the Rush and Rav Rishonim. The thing that you normally like better. Afilim Ata Chafetz B'minasheni. Even if you right now prefer the Minasheni, nevertheless, you go after the thing that you normally like. That's all the Mechaber and Sif Aleph, and that's how the Mechaber is passing. We'll read right now and soon see. And see, Vay is going to bring down the sheet of the Rambam who disagrees with a lot of the things we just said. But this is all the Stam Deya. Okay? This is how he's passing. Now let's see, just see Vay's. You'll see the how to parallel it to what we just said. Ulaha Rama, but according to the sheet of the Rambam, Im Haya Min Echad Chaviv Lo Yoter, if you have one min that you like better, Bain Shebechose and Shavos. Bain Shein and Beshavos. Whether you like, whether it's by two Borei Per Eitz or a Borei Per Adam, Borei Per Eitz, Bain Sheish Man Min Shiva, Bain Shein Man Min Shiva, even if one of the Borei Per Eitz is Min Shiva, it doesn't matter according to the Rambam. Makdim Achaviv Lo Az Be'oto Shah. You're going to take the thing that you like better at that time. Okay? So two things the Rambam just argued with. Number one, what did he say? He says you're always going to be Makdim Min Chaviv. Therefore, even if you have an orange and a grape, you like the orange better, says the Rambam, you make the bracha on the orange. And number two, the second machlokas, as the Mishnah Berurah points out over here, is what else did he tell us? Makdim Achaviv Lo Az Be'oto Shah. You take the thing that you like better right now. Okay? It doesn't go after what you normally like better. It goes after what you like better now. So he has two things that he just disagreed on. Number one, when you have Birchosei and Shavos, you go after the Min Achaviv, not Min Zion. And number two is you go after the thing you like better right now. If you don't like one over the other, if everything's equal, you like the orange and the grape, or the orange and the olive the same, you like them both, so over here, so then you should take the Min Shiva, since they are both equal in status over here. So over here, let's just sum out up. Halach l'maisa over here. So number one, you should know, is there's a very interesting Shitas Taz. You won't find this in many different places in Halacha. But the Taz writes over here, it's brought down in Bir Halacha, Bir Hetek, Os Gimel. The Taz says, since this thing is such a big machlokas, and there's so many different opinions in the sugyas, like we just said, I just said in 10 minutes, all these different shitas, says the Taz over here, you can do whatever you want. Okay? Choose whatever you want. You have what to be somech on over here. Okay? That's generally not the way we pass in Halacha L'maaseh, and Mishnah Berurah does not go like this Taz. But, and you should know further, that I heard this once, I don't know if it's true, I never went on Shidduch dating thing. But, if one, they say that when, this is a sign that the in-laws, the father-in-law used to take when he the guy used to come into the house to take out the girl, he would put a basket of fruit or different brachos on the table, and he would see what he would make the brach on first to see if he's a Talmud Chacham or not. This would be his test. This would be the test to see if he's fitting for his daughter. Okay? So at least one thing we should get out of the Halacha L'maaseh this year, at least get the simen down, so at least you'll be able to get it down. All right? Fine. So over here. So how do we pass in Halacha L'maaseh? So by Birchosei and Einan Shavos. When you have two, by Birchosei and Shavos. When you have two Borei Per Eitzes, we pass in like the Stam Day over like Rov Rishonim, you go after Min Shiva. You bake the bracha on the olive, the grape, the thing. When you have Birchosei and Einan Shavos, you have Borei Per Adama, Borei Per Eitz. The Mechaber is passing this way, the Mishnah Berurah passing. Huh? The Mishnah Berurah Paskins and the Mechaber Paskins that you go after what? The Min, that you go after the Min Achaviv. You go after the thing you like better. So if you have a piece of melon and you have a Min Shiva in front of you, a Brei Per Eitz, the melon is Brei Per Adama. If you like the melon better, if you like the Brei Per Adama, Brei Per Adama goes before Min Shiva. Even. It will go before it. You go after Min Achaviv and Birchosei and Einan Shavos. Since anyways, you're going to make the bracha on the Min Shiva. After, you go ahead and make the bracha on the Min Achaviv. You make the bracha on the Borei Per Adama over the Borei Per Eitz. And when you have what is considered Chaviv, so what's going to be considered Chaviv? That we saw, like the Stam Day over here, it's what you normally like better. So even if right now you're in the mood for a nice juicy olive, but you normally like melon better, so over here, so that it really, what should come out, halach l'maisa, is you go after the Min HaChaviv, you go after the Min HaChaviv, and what you normally like better, we'll still see later on, after this, we'll see that maybe that last din will change based on the Bahag that we learned earlier on, but that is, we'll take this into Bezrat Hashem tomorrow, we'll discuss more halach l'maisa, what if you have, where does Min HaShalim come in, if you have a whole fruit, where is this falling under the chashivas? But just to get out, Birchosein Shavos, Min Shiva Adif. Okay, if everything's equal, so you go after the one you like better. If you have two Min Shiva, or one, if you have two Min Shivas, you're going to go after the Mukta and the Pasuk, we'll see later on. But if you have two things that are not, you have an apple and orange, you take the thing you like better. If you have a hadama, an eitz, you normally go after the thing you like better. That's what you're going to choose at first, like the stimas harishonim and like the stimas of mechaber over here. Adkan for today.